you go along here. Then after I was married, I made my mind one day I was going to have my little piece about that long cut off. They had a barber shop in Frisco store then. And so I got somebody to take care of my children. I went down and had my hair cut. Didn't tell my husband a word about it. And he come back in and I said, how do you like it? It's all right.
If you're a very young girl and you pull your hair back, you might...
Ponytail.
And would there be ways you might wear it up on top of your head or...
Yes.
Would you know of any names for wearing your hair that way? If you pulled it back in any way? Would there be different ways that men might wear their hair? If they have... long sideburns or things like that. Do you know of any names for different hairstyles men might wear?
No, I don't really know any for the styles of the hair of the ladies, but I can tell you I don't like the long hair. Now yours is cut beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I need another.
And you have natural curves.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I think hair, with more humidity, it curls up. When they cut my hair the last time, they cut it in the middle of the curls.
Just comb it and away you go.
How would you store winter clothes in the summer?
Well, those that had cedar robes, I put them in the cedar robes or cedar chests or something like that. Others just left them in a closet.
Would you store clothes differently now?
Well, I'd put mine in a cedar robe or cedar chest.
What kinds of various styles of shoes might men and women wear now?
Shoes.
Oh, different kinds.
Well, we have the cobblers now, and I like the flat walking shoes because I can get along better with them. There's just so many different kinds of shoes, different makes of shoes.
If you were going to maybe play a sport or something, what kind of shoes might you wear?
Tennis.
And if you're going to, maybe a dance at a big hotel or something, you might wear
high heel shoes.
What kinds of fences might you have in the city around a playground? How would you describe the fence?
A wire fence.
What kinds of buildings would you have around the school? Or what kinds of buildings would be a school, would make up a school?
Well, most of the buildings they're building now, they're building very large buildings and then cutting them up into different rooms for the different classes. And hallways and restrooms at different locations so they're easy to get to.
A place where the children in school might exercise.
Gym.
And they might take their meals in a
cafeteria.
And they might, if they have a meeting place.
Dormitory. No, not a dormitory.
A place where a person might give a speech or the PTA might meet or something.
Auditorium.
What kinds of different people would you say make up the population around here in Jacksonville? What